Dan Zwicker. It's Zwicker Consulting in Waco, Texas. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
How was the move to Texas from Louisiana?
It was great. Had no problems, and I'm glad to be in the state of Texas.
I bet you are. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the marketplace. I know you've been busy this week moving well, from CGB now into retirement, but staying with us. Thank you so much, by the way, for doing that. Have you been watching very closely what happened over the last week? China has been playing a massive amount in the marketplace, and it has pushed markets much lower, especially for corn and soybeans. How detrimental has this been to the cycles?
Well, I want to first clear up the retirement. Let's say I'm slowing down a little bit from day-to-day work. I'm not retiring. I'm still I got a brand new gamer computer that's got memory up the wazoo and speed. So it's going to be running two or three screens. So I will be watching the markets and staying on top of them. Once a trader, always a trader, and I still feel like I got three more years of economic earning power. So I just decided to kind of do my own thing, going back to the future with Zwicker Consulting, and willing to take part-time assignments and that as they come along, if they are, you know, kind of what I want to do at that time. But yes, I've been watching China. I think usually, as always, the market overreacts to all of this stuff. It's just total panic. And with today's computer trading, it just aggravates the depth of the move, the volatility of the move. But we do have economic problems. I mean, China's growth rate is not what it needs to be to keep China from slowing down, and that is going to, you know, spread around the world because we are in a global economy, and our economy is not necessarily, going down the 0 to 60 very quick, so that all kind of came together here and set the stock market reeling. The dollar even went lower on that decline. And then, of course, commodities just kind of went along for the ride. But they got their own problems with the big crop coming at us. And then once you get into the month of September, the seasonality of corn and soybeans to try to get them to go up during the months of September is very difficult unless you have some kind of counter seasonal force that comes along and turns them up. So that all came together. It looks like we've got the stock market maybe stabilized for a little bit. China did make some moves by lowering interest rates and whatnot and easing some of their borrowing limits and whatnot. We'll probably stay inside Monday's price range on the stock market for a while. My guess is just like in corn, for example, we're still inside of the August crop report price range. Now, soybeans have moved to new lows for the year because we did get those August rains to kind of fill out that bean crop. And, of course, the pro farmer tour did come out with some very high pod counts for the Western Corn Belt. So, and then South America is talking about increasing their acres. So soybeans do have a problem if we're going to keep a national average yield up into this 46 bushel or better per acre. We're going to have more beans what we need to, and then those ending stocks really begin to grow. Corn, some people think the pro farmer people may be understating the corn. Some think USDA is overstating it. I guess USDA will give us another shot at it in September. But I suspect we're going to see a lot of acreage changes, especially on the harvested front. When we get in October, maybe some of these higher yields will be offset by lower acres, and maybe the balance sheets won't look quite as bad as what the trade thinks they could be looking at as the kind of trade in the market here today.
The soybeans, are they still in trouble at this point, or do you think we're down someplace where we can, as long as China has stabilized, that we can build some kind of bottom for the soybean market?
Well, there's nothing on the charts. I mean, when we took out last fall's lows, that pretty well opens up the gates for whatever number you kind of want to put in it. But there's really nothing on the charts at the moment that would kind of indicate that we can make a stand. Now, I do kind of like the price action so far I've seen this week. And then today, we could finish up the market today here with these 12 or 15 type cent advances. That would go a long ways in at least stabilizing the market, and especially after the emotional trade that we had on Monday and Tuesday. And I think usually when you go back and kind of look at these kind of events, you do have a tendency to put in bottoms when it's on the downside, or maybe tops if it's an emotional thing that runs things to the top side. So I do think maybe the lows that we did put in this week, we might look back at those lows here in a couple of weeks and say that those were, you know, well overdone, and we took prices to levels that really wasn't fundamentally warranted.